This is the Epilogue Audio Experience.
The language and content on this podcast may be unsuitable for certain audiences. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to episode 74 of the Dread Indian Show, and there is one hotel on earth that allows its guests to stay for free. Wait, what? That's because a guest at a 5-star hotel in India left without paying after a 603-night stay. Wow, that's a really chill hotel. Also, we'll be talking about how I just found out that someone collects Vladimir Putin's poop on his foreign trip, and you will be shocked to know why. Please have your puking bags ready for this. And finally, Virgin Galactic, which is owned by Richard Branson, is set to take people on tours of space for $450,000 per person, almost $500,000. So if you have that much money, please enroll for this. But if you don't have money, please keep listening to my podcast. And going back to the first news, where a guest at a 5-star hotel in India left without paying after staying there for 603 nights. So this guest, he checked into the 5-star Rosette House Hotel near New Delhi for a single night stay. Then how did that single night become 603 nights? Let's find out. So his bill came to $71,000. That's almost 58 lakhs. That's a lot of money, but which was left unpaid, obviously, when he unofficially checked out in Jan of 2021. So this happened 2 years ago, but still it's big news because it's news. And someone has not paid for their hotel room. Here in Bombay, the landlords don't allow tenants to stay without even missing 1 month's rent. And this guy stayed free for almost 2 years in a hotel. That too, a 5-star hotel. And he must have also used the hotel services like food and beverages and spa. And, you know, just said, put the bill on my room, which I'm never going to pay. I mean, Netflix needs to do a documentary on this guy. This is like Leonardo DiCaprio in Catch Me If You Can. And this show can be called Bill Me If You Can. Okay, bad joke. And I'm actually shocked that this happened in an Indian hotel. That too in Delhi, the capital of our country. I mean, people in India, and more so the people who work at the hotel, are very nosy about everything. I don't know how it is in 5-star hotels, but what I've experienced, they are very nosy. I think it's because I have long dreads. So after a week, didn't the room service guys get all pally with the fellow saying, sir, are you never going home? Nothing. How did this guy not only manage to go unnoticed but also check out without being caught? So when I read this news, I actually started thinking, did I do anything similar? I mean, I've obviously paid for all my hotel stays, but have I done anything kind of illegal at hotel? I remember. Okay, so I went to a 5-star hotel. This was quite recent. I had gone to Kerala, Cochin actually. And initially, I thought that there was complimentary breakfast when I paid for the 5-star hotel, because you know these guys charge a lot. So I was like, and I think it was there while I was buying the room. But when I got there, I was told that it is not free. So I was staying there for 3 days, and the 2 days I think I was just going out and having stuff. So I figured that out because we were traveling a lot. But on the last day, I had breakfast over there, and I think I was ready to even pay the hotel staff. The breakfast was quite expensive. I don't know how much, but yeah. But it slipped my mind, and I left. And when I was quite far away from the hotel, I was like, yay, free breakfast, woohoo! I should have eaten more over there. But talking about nosy hotel employees, while I checked out, one guy actually asked me, sir, did you enjoy your breakfast? And that's when I thought, oh shit, I'm caught. Because I thought that after I say yes, he'll immediately respond by saying, "Tu paisa tera baap bharega." But he was just casually asking me, you know, in a friendly way. And I said, yeah, it was nice while trying to move out fast. So, yeah, that's my story. And I think that's okay, no? I didn't eat much that day. Anyways, so, but going back to this guy who has done a bigger crime than me. So, staff only realized the hefty bill was unpaid when records were checked after the guest walked out. Yeah, right. Just like they must have realized I walked out without paying for the breakfast. But 58 lakhs is a lot compared to one breakfast, yaar. So, the police were informed by the hotel board, and complaints were filed against the guest as well as several staff members accused of helping the man avoid paying for the stay. Acha, so people from the staff were involved, obviously. Else, how can someone stay for 2 years? 2 years, it's not even 2 months. And not forget, 2 months also is a lot, not even 2 weeks. Yo, for one day, I had a free breakfast, and this guy came right in front of my face to ask me. So, this just kind of reminds me of that other hotel incident which happened at the Hilton Hotel, where the manager was found sucking the guest's toes in the middle of the night. See, then if the guy's bill goes unpaid, you can understand why, as he's paying the manager in some other currency, if you guys get my drift. But peeps in Delhi, please go check this chilled out hotel. It's called Rosette House Hotel. If you can't find it, go and check on Google. Man stays for 2 years, 603 nights. And let me know how many days you can stay over there for free. But talking about free, there is one person on this planet who is never left free, aka alone, even when he goes to poop or pee pee. And that person is Vladimir Putin. Sorry, I just wanted to give some evil music. So I just found out that someone always collects Vladimir Putin's poop on his foreign trips. And yeah, I was quite shocked to know why. So I'll be honest with you guys how I actually got to know of this news. So I'm working for this sports website, as you guys know, and I have to write articles on a lot of WWE wrestlers. And there was one article where one female wrestler's luggage was pooped in. And yeah, anyways, that's the WWE during the Attitude Era. And I was trying to research about the news, and I came across this news, and I was like, what the hell, let's read this, forget the WWE news. So this is the weirdest thing that I've heard in a long time. Vladimir Putin, whatever his name is. So there's a video of him coming out of the toilet, and six other people come out with him. That's so weird. How can anyone poop in peace with six people around? That to six grown men. When I poop, I put the shower on just so no one can hear any sounds. And the responsibility for collecting Putin's feces lies with the Federal Protection Service, the department tasked with protecting Putin and other government officials. Luckily, they don't have to collect other people's poop also. And each time Putin takes a dump, an FSO agent. Why are they calling these guys federal SO agents and all? I mean, why don't just call them men in poop or secret poop agents? Anyway, so yeah, these poop agents place Vladimir's poop. My God, that didn't sound right. In a specialized packet. Obviously, it has to, you know, like, just conceal everything because pack in the flavors. So that it can be returned to Russia in a suitcase. For what? To make gobar gas? So I was reading the website, and this is what was exactly written. Such extreme collections happened during Putin's visit to France on May 29, 2017 and during his October 2019 trip to Saudi Arabia. Sounds like these are some bank collections that they are doing. And I can imagine the collection of Putin samples after his India or Mexico trip. You know how our food is, so yeah. But actually, this is done to stop foreign spies from discovering information about his health, which they think the spies can get from his DNA in his poop. Really? Go through his poop just to know if he's sick? I mean, who cares? I mean, if you could guess Russia's nuclear codes from his poop, then I understand. But this, and these guys wear suits, proper Secret Service agent looking suits. I'm sure the other most serious agents involved in actually, you know, taking care of Putin's security might be making fun of these six agents. These guys also might be eating their lunch separately, not just because of the smell they might be emitting later, but also to avoid the jokes on them. And how do they talk about their job at family dinners and school reunions? So what do you do, Dmitry?
I collect the Vladimir's poop on his international visit. That's my Russian accent. But yeah, I mean, you can't be proud about all these shitty things. So I'm just thinking, which doctor must have actually thought of this? Definitely seems like a doctor whose brother-in-law needed a job desperately. So his wife must have put some pressure on him. Like, hey, get Joseph a job. He needs a job. He's not having a job for the past 10 years. Please do something and get him a job in Vladimir's department. And then he must have been like, let's make this shitty job position in Putin's team, literally shitty, and place my stupid brother-in-law there. And voila, that's how poop agents were formed.
But again, like I was saying, what about when he comes to India and Mexico? And if he gets diarrhea? Anyways, also, how does the appraisals work for this kind of a job? Because these guys have to do the same thing for the coming years till Vladimir eventually, you know what I'm trying to say. And they have been doing the same thing for the past so many years. So, yeah, and do they get promoted like a senior poop officer, vice general poop, or chief pooping officer? I have no idea. And I was just thinking about this. What if this package reaches the wrong department in Russia because of some kind of miscommunication or mishandling? So instead of the important papers going to the national treasury of the Russian government,
Putin's poop goes there. And someone in the parliament is holding this package saying, I have got evidence that the taxpayers' money is being misused. And then when she dramatically opens the package to show the papers, and Putin's poop comes flying all over the politicians.
So let's take a deep breath and let's move on to outer space, where we're quite far away from Putin's poop.
As your next vacation can very well be into space, as Virgin Galactic is set to take people on tours of space for $450,000 per person, almost $500,000. So that comes down to roughly 4 crore rupees. So do you have that kind of money to spend on just one trip? That too to take pics that you can easily find on Pinterest and Google and then show off? And who will spend this amount of money? Let's try and make a list. Leonardo DiCaprio, Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg. Elon won't travel, obviously, because he has his own rocket and his ego is way bigger than this Virgin Galactic. J-Lo and Ben Affleck, The Rock, Brad Pitt, Jack Ma, Jay-Z and Beyonce, DJ Khaled. I'm just thinking of really rich people. But you know, this is very bad timing of Virgin to announce this news just a few days after those billionaires died on that Titanic submarine trip, God rest their soul, which was all over the news last week. So yeah, not a good time, Virgin. You should have waited for some time. So I tried to find some details to see what exactly you will get for 4 crore rupees. I couldn't find anything. But I got to know that at some point between 27 June and 30th June, 6 crew members should board the VSS Unity space plane at Spaceport America in New Mexico. Oh, so they're going to test this thing. Test. That's a very dicey word. Test. So you don't know if it's safe. How strong a parachute will you need if you get ejected from your seat in space? And the first fully commercial flight filled with actual normal people, Galactic O2, will set off in August. Around 800 tickets have been sold to would-be passengers over the past 10 years. It's like people were booking houses. But the rich have a lot of money. Like I just read that an Indian family bought one of the world's most expensive homes in Switzerland for like 1,649 crore. I have to be specific because you can't miss out 49 crore just like that. Even that's a lot of money. You would be like, why don't you say 1,600 crore? No, 49 crores is not change. It's not chump change. It's 49 crores. But these guys have 1,600 more. So anyways, the family is that of industrialist Pankaj Oswal, whose net worth is $3 billion. So this makes sense. Although it doesn't to any common man, because it's almost 1,500 crore rupees. But yeah, it's a house, not a space flight 10 years later. So I think this is a legit buy. And also giving you some more details, this house is one of the 10 most expensive houses in the world. And the custom-built rural retreat has a view of Mount Blanc's snow-covered peaks and has an area of 4.3 lakh square feet. 4.3 lakh square feet. This seems like a cricket stadium. But rich people can buy a cricket stadium, while some people can't even afford tickets of a stadium. Hashtag me. But moving back to our space talks, it's still not disclosed what would be special on the trip other than the view that you would get from the window. Will they provide special space food? What about toilets? I mean, we just covered Putin's poop being collected, but how will they poop when in space? Everything floats. Is that a meatball? No, the toilet flush has a problem. My God. Call Putin's poop agents to collect those poop samples. And that's just one of the problems I thought of. What about health issues? Do you keep a doctor on board? And wait a second. Will this be the start of something called the Space High Club? Because obviously Neil Armstrong and Buzz, whatever his name was, didn't do anything on that flight. But you know what I mean, right? See, if that's how Virgin Galactic is positioning its space travel, to take away your space virginity, then I guess people would line up for the thrill, because making love in space sounds quite exciting and irritating at the same time. Wait, come here, literally. With that, we come to the end of episode 74 of the Dread Indian Show. I hope you guys enjoyed the podcast. And I don't have any movie to recommend this week, but there are two movies that I've released, one which released last week and one which has released this week. So the reason I said this week is because it's a horror movie. So Nun 2 has just released, along with this other movie called Greek Fat Wedding, or I don't know, something. I read it in the news, that's the reason I kind of remember it. But Nun 2 has released, Nun 2, like nunchucks. Nun 2 has released, I think yesterday or today or whenever, but it's scary. So if you guys have the balls to go and watch it in the theater, please. I just can't watch horror movies in the theater. I mean, generally what I do is I cover my face with my hands, and then, you know, I kind of make like these handmade glasses through which, you know, there's a small slit in between my fingers from which I can see the movie. And when the scene is scary, I want to watch it, but at the same time I know there's a jump scare moment going to come. You know, you after watching so many horror movies in your life, you know when things are going to get scary. So if you guys have the balls, go for that. If not, I think Equalizer 3 is still running in the theaters. I would not say it's as cool as Equalizer 1 was mad. I think what they failed to do in this movie was, you need to show that the villain or the bad guy is like really scary, and also the hero is also like, you know, he can, but somewhere you have to make it look like the hero can't win against the villain, and then eventually when he wins, that's when you're like, yeah, he's the hero. But here the bad guy was it didn't seem like that, whereas I remember in Equalizer 1 there was this guy from Great Britain, I guess, who was the right hand of the main guy who was a Russian mafia boss, and the right hand guy was menacing as he was a crazy dude. Actually, as a recommendation, go and watch Equalizer 1. I also might just go and revisit it. It's really cool. And if not, then go out with your friends, have a beer, if not just sleep is much better. But as I always say, please take care of yourselves, because only when you take care of yourself can you actually take care of others. So yeah, do what makes you happy, and if sleeping is what makes you happy, then please sleep, but first listen to my podcast. Alright, so you guys have a fun weekend, take care and keep smiling.
Congratulations, you are a lucky listener who will win 1000 US
Why would anyone win 1000 US dollars just for listening to a podcast? But thank you for listening to the Dread Indian Show, and if you guys like the podcast, make sure you subscribe on the EPlog Media website or your favorite podcast streaming apps such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, JioSaavn, or any other streaming app that you use. If you use Apple Podcasts, do rate and review the Dread Indian Show. It helps other people discover the podcast. You can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Pornhub? No, not on Pornhub yet. But you can follow me on all these social medias at Dread Indian. So, sexy people, see you next week. Take care and keep smiling.